Miss Juicy Baby.
There you go.
Texas, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I can count, girl.
Okay, so yeah, let's get started. You want to roll the intro? Let's get right in.
Let's just jump right into it.
Let's not waste any time.
Okay, Miss Juicy, you want to say the intro for us?
What is it?
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Okay, oh, hell yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Yeah!
Oh, welcome back to Zane
juicy
and Heath.
Funny.
We got the juicy and the funny.
Nice.
The juice and the funny is like our motto when it comes to this show.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we want to bring to the podcast. Bring the juice and the funny every episode.
Well, hey, y'all got the juice.
We got the juice now.
Okay, well, welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Woo-hoo! That's Heath.
Hey, guys.
I'm Zane. That's Madam Mariah.
Hi.
Our lovely co-host. And today,
we finally... we are so excited for this.
Why are y'all excited? Because I'm here, Miss Juicy Baby.
It doesn't get old. Does it get old?
Never.
Oh.
Never.
Perfect. When we first started the show, we were talking about, like, we eventually want to, like, start doing guests, and we were like, we wanted to have you as the first one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here, baby.
And it's really exciting to finally have you here.
I honestly didn't think it would happen. I thought it was always going to be a dream of ours. I was like, it's never going to happen. She's always going to be busy. It'll never work out. But
it's so crazy that, like, we were just, like, hanging out having dinner the other night.
Yeah, in Huntington.
And he was posting on his Instagram story, and we were just, like, doing your tagline. And you happen to see it and be like, you're in town right now. So we're like, this is...
you know I'm in town, right? I was like, we got to get you on then. No questions.
What are you doing out here?
Filming.
Filming?
Oh. Filming the rest of season 6 for Little Women Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
I thought you guys were done with that already for the...
We were done filming the show, but we have to come back and... do the editing, like the green screens and stuff to add with it.
You film those, the confessionals out here in LA?
Yes.
Oh.
We do the actual scenes in Atlanta, but because of COVID, we had to cut everything short. So since we had to come out here and do the reunion, we went ahead and came out here and also do the confessionals. Because we can do the confessionals there, but we always do the reunion here.
Right.
Because our production is out here.
So do they like have to replay clips for you right before you do your confessional, kind of re-jog your memory?
Sometimes they do, or sometimes they just tell us.
Yeah, okay.
They'll tell us this is the scene when y'all did this. This is the scene when y'all did that.
I would never be able to do a reality TV show like that. Like,
and you have to like act like you're in the moment right now, like talking about it.
Fascinating.
Would you say you're natural for TV?
Oh, yes, of course.
I could have told you that.
She's like, look at me. Do you have a confession for us for the new season?
You want me to give you a little bit of what's happening?
Yeah, give us a little taste.
You know, y'all have already seen half of the season.
Yeah.
Because what we did was we had to break it up. So
right.
Because of COVID, we had to break it up so we can come back and finish. But I can tell you this, which you shouldn't be surprised. The queen is shining, boo! Yeah. But this season was basically about a lot of different things about bossing up. So the girls, instead of depending on everybody else to help them out, they're out getting it for themselves.
Right. Mm.
Of course, I help them and give them advice on which way to go, but they're actually bossing up and not waiting on somebody to hand them something. Every last one of them finding their niche and stuff.
That's great. Also,
I'll give you another hint. I'm executive producer.
Yeah.
Oh, putting that money
really?
Into it.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow, that's sick.
That's incredible.
Congrats. Yeah. That's great.
Is it going to say executive producer, Miss Juicy? Or is it like your real executive producer name?
It has Charlene Miss Juicy.
In the quote, Charlene Miss Juicy.
I wanted to make sure it was legal on all ends.
How did the name Miss Juicy Baby even come about?
Oh, because the name came about because I was on a national syndicated radio show and they were trying to think of a name for me. And the name that they came up with was Little Minnie Janet Jackson. And I was like, I love Janet, but I'm original. I need my own name.
Yeah.
And so because of me and my personality, I love tattoos, as you can see.
Yeah.
And so I have a tattoo that says Juicy. And I love chocolate dipped strawberries. And what it is, it's a bitten off strawberry with juices flowing. And it has Juicy enough on there.
Okay.
And
so,
and so they was like, okay, that's it. That's it. We're going to call it Juicy. And then so I stole Janet Jackson's line. It's Miss Juicy if you nasty. You know how you say it?
Right. Yeah.
So I said, it's Miss Juicy if you nasty. So the way the baby got into it is Carrie Hilson. Miss Carrie, baby.
Oh, right.
So that's where I got it from.
Wow.
Perfect.
Well, there you go.
A mix of it all.
A mix of it all.
I love it. Where's the tattoo of the chocolate dipped strawberry?
In places.
Juicy enough.
Juicy enough.
Does getting tattoos always hurt for you?
Oh, tattoos don't hurt.
Don't hurt at all?
Once you, once you get your first one, you get addicted.
Mm-hmm.
You get addicted. I have 12 now.
So the one on your leg didn't hurt at all?
I just, you know.
Roll the clip.
Roll the clip.
You do what you gotta do for a certain TV exposure.
She's a natural, remember? Yeah, she's a natural.
It's magic. Nobody needs to know what happens. Yeah.
It's magic.
And you've got Dallas on your arm, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, wow.
Yeah.
I'm from Carrollton.
Are you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I stayed in Dallas, quite some time. I'm from Corsicana, but when I graduated and started going to college, and I went to DeVry up there in Irving.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. My mom works in Irving.
Yeah.
Cool. You miss Texas?
The people are much nicer in Texas.
Than Atlanta? Atlanta? Yeah.
Atlanta is very aggressive. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Atlanta, but I think it's very competitive in Atlanta.
Just the people you run into.
But you're the queen of Atlanta.
Oh, it don't bother me.
So you don't
got to
worry about the competition.
It don't bother me, but you got people that'll throw you under the bus for no reason at all.
Let them eat cake.
Okay, but don't smell my dust.
But you're not the queen of Texas, just Atlanta?
Oh, baby, I'm a queen wherever I go.
Okay.
You know, I just adjust
my crown.
Read the
room, Zane. Read the room.
You graduated from DeVry with a...
DeVry.
DeVry, my bad, sorry. And computer communications or computer...
Information systems.
Right. Got it. You got it.
What were you doing in computer information systems?
Well, I'm the type of person like to know, like, I didn't get a job in it, but I have my own business. I'm the one that wrote my own programs and everything. So computer information system is basically kind of like computer programming. So you know, in the formulas and all that stuff, how to create different kind of programs.
Yeah, coding and all of that. Mm-hmm. Wow.
So you make your own websites and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
You want to make a new Cromoda website for our coffee?
Yeah, I don't even like making my own. What are you saying? I have to pay somebody to make my own because I don't, you know... A lot of times you don't have time to do a lot of the stuff, especially now that I'm doing the acting and everything. So
and running Atlanta, being the queen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's busy, I bet.
You are in demand.
So you like to do acting outside of reality TV?
I started acting first.
Oh, okay.
Reality just came along. When Little Women came along, I was like, oh... Because my girlfriend lives out here that's on Little Women LA.
Mm-hmm.
And she told me that, hey, we need to come branch out and come to Georgia. But we don't know nobody up there. So you would be the perfect person because you already have your career, everything going on. So I reached out to the right people. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
Wow.
That's nice. Amazing.
But I went and started New York first.
Oh.
I went and helped them get New York on, and once we got New York on, then I went back to Atlanta and said, okay, my career is already down here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So let me help you guys cast for Atlanta show.
Huh.
What do you look for when you're casting?
I didn't have to look for nothing. I just got the people, and if they had like a spunky personality, I turned their information in to let the people that do the casting do it.
Okay.
So they went through a lot of people.
Yeah.
They went through a lot of people because they kept looking for somebody with the type of personality as me. Mm-hmm. Because
it's hard to find.
It's very hard to find. It's very, because think about it, a shy person on side of me will get drowned. Right. So you need to find somebody that's just as funky and crazy, energetic, and not afraid to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So
definitely. And that's what I like about you.
And you started out acting in plays, right?
Oh, yep. Beauty Shop, right?
Beauty Shop. Well, that actually wasn't my first one, but that that was the guy that I started out with. I did 6 plays with Shelley Garrett.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you were performing for thousands of people in those shows.
Yep, and those plays like that, we did not come out on stage. He would cancel the whole show if it's not filled. If the audience not feel, because you got to think about it. You got stage, right. You got stage crew, stage hand, you have the production manager, you got all of those people that you got to play on top of that, all of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be able to pay those people and then come back with a profit.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Do you prefer like a play or like on screen acting?
Plays are very exciting because it's live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get and that immediate adrenaline reaction.
Rush, that adrenaline rush for me. It is for me. But once, because I started in that, sometimes I always want to go back. But there's a big difference between plays and doing, whether it's reality TV or sitcoms or even movies. And you're more calmer.
Mm-hmm.
When you're just doing those. But in plays, it's always you're projecting your voice. Mm-hmm. So people out there in a balcony or whatever, so they can hear you.
Do you get stage fright at all?
No, I don't. But I do get nervous.
Uh-huh. Believe do you have any rituals?
Not, before.
Yeah.
Like, I remember my first one, right before I came out the door, my stomach turned up in knots. I forgot all words. I forgot all lines and everything. But as soon as the door opened and the music came on, because the first one I did was, I don't know if y'all remember, Mystical.
Uh-huh.
Shake It Fast, Watch Yourself. So I came out dancing to Shake It Fast, Watch Yourself. And as soon as I came out, I seen the lights hit me. And the only thing I could think was, ching, ching.
Yeah, you snapped into it. Yeah.
I snapped right into it, and I dropped it like it was hot on the floor. And by the time I danced all the way across that stage, I was so tired, I just wrote that into the script. I said, woo! They said, girl, how you doing?
I don't know how to do it
because
I'm
running. And then my words came, you know. Yeah. There's times where you forget your words, but that's when you have good actors and actresses on side of you that knows your lines and their lines that can bring you back.
Right.
Give you a hint to bring you back in scene. And my first play, for me to be in front of that many people as a rookie, I had Bernadette Stainis. You know, Thelma from Good Times.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I had Larry Blackman from Cameo. These are people that's been in the industry for a long mm-hmm. time. And I'm like, okay, y'all want me to be out here on this stage in front with them? I'm like, this is not going to work. But I was like, I don't want these people to know that I'm a rookie at this. So I had to act like I knew what I was doing.
Uh-huh. You fake it till you make it, baby. Exactly.
Okay, that's exactly what I did.
She makes Miss Juicy on Ice.
Miss Juicy Live.
Juicicle.
Hey, that'll be awesome. Juicy on Ice might just fall.
You just fall at every point.
Just fall everywhere. You look up, you fail.
Let's go back before all this. What did you used to do? Like, what were you doing? Like for work?
I worked for myself. I mean, I got my business license mm-hmm. and everything, and I started like event planning, doing weddings and different stuff like that. Even baking cakes and different. You know, I would never do wedding cakes, but I would do like wedding shower cakes. And sometimes those cakes are so detailed where people will have them as wedding cakes.
Yeah.
And so I just never really wanted to do wedding cakes because I was a planner. And I would just rather hire somebody to do that.
Right.
Yeah. Because planning is already enough within itself.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lot.
And dealing with the bridezillas.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can smile on that because I was one myself.
Guilty.
But, oh, yeah. But, yeah, that's what I did, so.
Buttercream or cream cheese icing?
Buttercream.
Yes, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, buttercream you can decorate with better.
It tastes better too.
Yeah, if you want to do cream cheese, I will put that in the center. You okay. know, between the queso layers.
Right, right.
Or in the garbage.
I like cream cheese.
Is it true you were once a bus driver?
Yes.
You got your bus driving license?
You know what? You got She's like, what you got all this information, Where's bro. I drove a city bus for 2.5 years because they said I couldn't do it. So I went and got
just
my CDL.
To prove them wrong.
Oh my gosh.
You petty.
That's badass.
I'm very petty. Just because they said I couldn't do it, I went and got my CDL just to do it. The only problem that I had on the big city buses, you know, they have the mirrors like real up. They like, she's not going to do it. She ain't going to be able to reach the mirror. I said, watch me. What they don't realize is that it's a bar right there. So I stepped on the bar to reach up there so I could adjust the mirror. You got to be able to adjust the mirror because if you're driving the bus and a branch or something hit the mirror, you got to be able to readjust it. But I never had to. I did it when I went to get my license so they could see I could do it. But the people were just thrilled to be on a bus with a little short person like me driving. Oh, Miss Juicy. Well, I was Miss Juicy then. I was Lil Mama then.
Lil
Mama, we got it for you. We got it. I'm like, okay.
Miss Juicy, what are you doing driving the bus?
I wasn't Juicy then. I was just Lil Mama.
Funny. Were you strict on your bus, though? Like, no fooling around? You got to pay? Like,
the passengers never got on because some people were
ignorant. They didn't trust you?
Some of them was ignorant.
Bingo.
And they would see me. I would pull up to the bus stop and I was like,
jump the curve.
Open the door. And they was like, you driving this bus? I'll take the next one. I said, okay, well, the next one come in an hour and a half before they could come. I'll be petty right with them. And I keep
You're
an
lost,
eye.
Bitch.
Yeah, Joe Long, zoom. But the cutest moment is when this little girl came on the bus. Little girl, I mean, she couldn't be no more than 5. Mm-hmm. She came on the bus and she was like, Mom, they let that little kid drive the bus. And I was like,
pure.
It was so pure. Oh my God.
That's
it was
cute.
Just so cute.
And now she's a bus driver.
Probably is.
Inspiration. That's
so funny.
She did it out of bed.
I just did it because they said I couldn't.
That's a movie right there.
So yeah,
just
that's
like,
really funny.
Think I can't do it?
But
watch yourself.
The thing that you got to know, though, after I left the company, after that, then they put a height restriction.
Why?
They put a height restriction on it.
But you were fine. No accident.
But you succeeded.
Right?
No accident. No nothing.
That's ridiculous.
What's the company's name? Let's
we're gonna write
out
a letter.
Let's expose them real
quick. Now you got to be a pilot.
Well, I don't want to do it. I have no interest in doing it no more.
Imagine a whole show of that. Like if she had her own show of things people told her she couldn't do, and then she went and did it.
It's like a dirty job, but with Miss Juicy.
Yeah.
Really good idea for a show.
Zane Heath Unfiltered will invest in it.
Okay.
we'll be co-producers.
Is there any other things that you haven't done yet that you want to do?
I want to skydive.
Oh, okay.
I did the, I don't want to say fake one. I did the indoor skydiving.
Oh.
And I had so much fun. But it was controlled. It was in a controlled environment.
Yeah.
So, of course, they wouldn't let you go so far high. But when that man let me go and I started flying, I said, man, come here.
But you still want to do it?
But I still want to do it.
It's the best experience ever. It's crazy.
It's terrifying. But when you land, you'll be like, okay, that wasn't so bad. I kind of liked it, actually.
I'm glad I did it.
You had a parachute on?
Yeah. So,
well,
like,
what are you going to do? How are you going to
do a parachute on?
No, we just did it into a net. But they make you do it with somebody on your back.
You don't
go by yourself.
Their chest.
But you can't.
Your back.
Like, Miss Juicy can.
Somebody going to be on my back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On my back. We going straight down.
You don't have to like piggyback carry them.
As soon as
come on, you're used
opens
to carrying people on your back.
Yeah. Not me.
The weight of the play.
I'm used to getting on somebody else's back.
Metaphorically.
No. What if it's a heavy person?
They do like a good job of like pairing you with like somebody like because like there's a
compatible with
a bunch
you
of like instructors.
Yeah.
So they'll do like a partner that's like,
I want that adrenaline rush. I want to jump out.
You should
do it.
If you want to do it, you should do it.
We should all set it up and do it together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would you want to do that?
You come back
Would
in 2 weeks.
Skydiving with us?
Y'all trying to kill me? Let me pull a vein on y'all, okay? From the first time I met him.
Yeah.
You trying to kill me, bitch?
Whatever, by the way, whatever I did that night, I apologize. I was obliterated. I don't remember anything from
you didn't
night.
Do anything wrong.
Except for the surprise. I remember that.
You didn't do anything wrong. Okay, I had a blast. And every time I think about it or I see it, I said he was chocolate wasted.
Yeah, he was chocolate wasted.
Yeah.
You picked her up.
What?
He picked me up. I didn't even the know. The cake was
did
over
you
there.
You eating that cake? Like
oh,
a toddler?
He did like that.
Like a baby.
Just the one picture of you looking at Zane like this.
Yeah, Zane has me like
me picking you up and you're like.
Because he caught me off guard.
Yeah.
He caught me because I didn't know what I was like, what are you gonna do? I was like, oh shit, he is drunk. I said, I hope he don't drop me. I said, because people see me, they say, okay, she's so little, they think I'm not heavy, but I am solid. Honey, God didn't leave nothing out of this apartment.
When I picked you up.
Baby, like that's because you didn't feel it, honey. You felt all that extra stuff. No, I knew you were drunk when you wanted to bring a horse inside of the place.
There was a horse inside?
No. Oh.
There was a pony outside. I have a picture of it.
Oh. What was she talking about?
Oh,
I remember everything.
I don't remember a horse inside Saddle Ranch. I want to remember
you
that.
You wanted it to come inside.
Yeah.
It was on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Right.
And everyone was like, Zane, ride the horse. It's for your birthday. I don't want it if it's not inside.
I was like a drunk toddler that
yeah.
night.
Yeah. He wants a pony
I want
for his
the
birthday.
Pony now. Inside.
Buy me North Korea.
And David said, we can't bring it inside. They tried, though.
They tried, yeah.
They asked and the guy said no. But they was like, Zane, we can't bring the horses. I want a pony.
Oh, man, I don't remember that. You know, I woke up in the bathroom. I fell asleep in the bathroom for like 2 hours.
He did.
We couldn't find him.
Nobody could find him. We thought he just disappeared.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that
you were
was
in the
scary.
Stall.
Yeah. Yeah. The door was locked in the stall, and he was just asleep on the toilet.
You know what? I remember, I do have a bathroom story. I was drunk. I was at a club. And I just
in Atlanta?
In Atlanta. No. I was in Texas.
Oh.
I was in Texas before I moved to Atlanta. And I felt like I was going to get sick. So I went in the bathroom. I said, let me go to the bathroom. I feel like I'm getting sick because I was drunk. I goes in the bathroom, go to the first stall, and I sit on the floor on my knees, and I hug the toilet. Never did get sick. I hugged the toilet. So I was like, what is going on? And I was like, okay, I'm not getting sick. I just sit down and just sit right there.
Just, nothing happened?
Nothing that ever is, happened.
Yeah,
but it was just
mind
so
over
funny.
Matter.
Because I literally hugged the toilet. I'm sitting up there, okay, what's going on? Get sick. Go ahead so you can go back out here and party. Nope.
When you're drunk enough, you'll hug any toilet.
Oh, my God.
I hugged it.
Yeah.
I hugged it. It was like my best friend.
I love you. On the seat. Oh,
it was
shit.
Awesome.
I've
it was
a,
awesome.
I've had a ton of those stories.
Mm. It was awesome.
What size shoe do you have?
I wear this is a 3 in children.
She's bigger than
I'm
you.
I'm a 2.
You
what?
A 2?
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
I can wear some 2s. Now, my Jordans are 2.5 and 3.
Right. Where do you get your heels? I've been asking everybody, but nobody's my size.
Here.
Cinderella. What size? I don't fit in anything. I don't fit in a 5.
Do you ever go to Cinderella? Oh, they're less than 5. Cinderella is petite shoes for petite women. It's called Cinderella of Boston. Ventura. Is it Ventura, California? Or is it on Ventura Boulevard?
It's probably on Ventura Boulevard. Ventura, California.
Ventura.
Is like
Cinderella.
I've
she's
even
about
tried
to change
looking,
your life.
Yes, I can't
baby,
buy
we got heels out the ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we've got the heels at the... you know how
the
we
ones that strap,
to,
all the way up?
Strap all the way
oh,
up?
Oh, yeah.
And then we got the thigh high boots and everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I just get a 5.
We're taking Mariah to the store.
With socks.
I'm a... Or oh, those, I have to wear a 2.5, 3.
Wow. You changed my life. I've been looking for so long.
And they go down smaller than that.
Really?
Because my auntie used to... that's a long time ago. And I used to try to put my feet in her shoes. Mm-hmm. That's before I grew 2 sizes.
Whoa. I wish.
But she used to wear a size 13. And I was in a 13 for a long time. And so that's why I would get my, I would have to go there or order them because I was tired of going to the stores getting shoes with Pocahontas on it.
Yes, mine are Dora, Hannah Montana. Yes. I had no options.
Oh, well, you got options now, baby. And wow. It's right here in your neighborhood.
I had no idea. Thank
For
you.
For it to be called Cinderella Boston is right here in California. Thank and you. Every time I come, I stock up. I at least take back 10 pairs with me.
10?
Whoa. At least.
What do you like to spend your money on? Like, how do you treat yourself? Are you like a shoe fiend? Do you like purses? Travel?
What's your thing?
Spa.
Spa.
So self-care.
Yeah.
I need to be pampered. I need to... body massage, I need the facials, hot stones, I need all of that.
The deluxe package.
I have to treat myself because I work too much and pleasing everybody else. Well, I got to take care of myself.
It stresses you out.
Exactly.
It's hard on your body.
Do you prefer a man masseuse or a woman?
It depends. Which Sorry, one? Y'all. It's Buzz.
She you ever been on a podcast show before?
Oh, no, he didn't. I wish he did. I call myself turning it off. But, you know, I'm this girl that was an Android user for years. Now I got an iPhone. I don't know all the little stuff to
it. Oh, well, welcome to the good
We're happy
side.
To have you.
But you do have a podcast show, like a new one, right?
No.
No Ricky Smiley.
Oh, no. That was a national syndicated radio show. I'm no longer with them. I left them back in 2019.
Got it. Okay.
Ricky Smiley.
Yes. Ricky Smiley.
Are you guys good? Or are you still just like, I'm over and I moved on?
I'm over it and I moved on.
Yeah.
Over it and I moved on.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I went to the Reese radio show. And so I was co-host over there. But when is this airing again?
Audio's up Monday.
Now I'm on the Reese radio show.
Oh, oh no. Sir. Oh, wow.
Congrats.
Thank you.
So, Juicy, are we cool enough? Like, if we ever come to Atlanta, we can come visit you?
Yeah.
Can you have us over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, that was
Hell
easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that
was
okay, cool.
I know because I don't have that many people at my house. I really don't.
Okay.
I can count on, well, it won't even fill up both hands because.
Can we come to your birthday party?
Yes, they are the bomb. Whew. They're not like his. I think they might be a little worse.
What was the spot in Atlanta you were talking about? We were gonna.
Oh,
see?
Was it
Magic City?
That is not where my birthday party is. But
wait, what
we
is that?
Could go to Magic
Have you
a
been
strip
there?
Club. Oh yeah.
Oh, a strip club.
I go all the time.
To Magic time. City.
Yeah. You'll take us there?
Yeah.
Oh.
We will have fun.
We heard that it's like super popping and like a really cool spot.
Well, that's where all of the rappers and everything. So that's the club they be in all the videos and stuff.
Gotcha.
So it's very, very popular. It's the main. Well, I'm not going to say it's the main one because now King of Diamonds is there now. Okay. King of Diamonds opened, you know, they're known for Miami.
Yeah.
But they opened one in Dallas. And when I said Dallas, Lord, they calling my name. They opened one in Atlanta over the basketball. What is that?
The arena in Atlanta?
No, they called it NFL and Super Bowl basketball.
NBA.
All-Star. Oh, okay. All-Star weekend, they opened up King of Diamond in Atlanta. Huh. And it's been popping.
Which one do you like better?
KOD.
Ooh.
You heard it here first.
King of Diamonds. Looks like so we're going to Atlanta. There.
I'll take you both of me, no matter.
And then we'll go to skydiving after.
Oh,
can we go to the aquarium?
You're trying to kill
Atlanta Aquarium's really cool.
It's really cool. It's probably they say it's cool because it's one of the largest
aquariums in the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's really nice. I like it.
What's your favorite like sea animal?
Hell, I don't know. I like all of them. I just be going in there every time we have I have guests that come in town. I always take them by the aquarium and then the Coca-Cola plant.
I went for the first time recently. Somebody. It's so fun.
I just go, I try to skip everything in Coca-Cola and go straight to do the taste.
Yeah.
But I like to go see the bear, the Coca-Cola bear.
Right.
I like to go through there and they have like little movies and stuff. Uh-huh. Just like when I come here, I go always go to the Wax Museum like I've never been there before.
Right. Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yes.
They need you in the Wax Museum.
Yeah.
I told them, I'm the only person missing. Yeah. They got Cardi B up in there. I said, well, I'm not in there. Y'all need the Queen of Atlanta, boo, up in there so I can be in the Wax Museum.
Cardi B,
it's coming.
Her, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
right?
We saw that.
Did you know that? Huh? Cardi B tweeted you.
Huh?
Who?
I know who she is.
Have y'all met?
Yes.
Oh, oh yeah. Do you got her number in your phone?
I don't know her, like that. Okay. But we have met. We took pictures. You forgot I worked for the number one radio show.
Oh,
so
right.
We,
you must have.
Come on, let's get it together.
Yeah. You guys forgot.
As a matter of fact, when she was pregnant, we took a picture. She was supporting Offset. And, you know, they, Migos, they was on the on show. I don't say on program, act like I'm at church. But they was on the show, and they, she came. It was a big birthday bash, what we call it. And so a big old concert, and she came out there. I'm like, am I fanning out?
Yeah.
I'm like, this is Cardi B. Then I went up to her just like I've been doing. I said, hey, girl! She was like, Miss Juicy, baby. I said,
that's so cool. That's awesome.
And wow. I was like, you don't know these people know you, or you don't even realize
that's
that these
the coolest
people
feeling.
Are fans of yours. Just like Kalani, when she tweeted me, I was like, oh my God, Kalani, I'm such a big fan. She said, no, you're not. I'm a big fan of yours.
That's
I was like,
so
okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But it's cool. It's awesome.
Who's your most famous friend?
Me and Trina Braxton are real cool. We're close like this. Me and Tamika Scott, we're close. Very, very close. Kelly.
Your girl Kelly.
My girl Kelly.
Kelly, I'm in it. Hey, I'm here, boo.
How's your gardening going?
Okay.
Oh, those lives are hilarious.
I don't know if it's, is it called gardening when it's just a flower bed?
Yeah. Sure. It's,
okay. It's going good. But see, what had happened was
it's landscaping.
No, I don't do all that now. But no, you got to make sure you plant the flowers that's going to die out and come back. Mm-hmm. So all of my flowers that died out over the wintertime, they're coming back now, and so I get to see them bloom, and it is so pretty. But the ones that there are some on there that I planted that won't come back. So what I've been doing, that area that's bare, I've been planting the one that I know that's going to come back.
Nice.
So, but now it's like purple and white everywhere. Then you have this one little yellow flower just right in the middle of everything.
Special
pluck
one.
It.
But no. Purple and gold are my favorite. So that's close to gold I could get.
Would you think about growing your own like vegetables and fruits?
I don't want to do that. That's me not asking with garden and just like flower bed. I think that's too much maintenance, because I've had one when I was a kid, and my dad and my grandma used to always, we had our own everything, tomatoes, peas, beans, corn.
But it'd be pretty cool, like, since you're a vegetarian, that you could like grow your own
veggies. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool that I can go to Whole Foods and go get some veggies already. It's clean. I don't have to shuck my own corn or none of that.
It's right. Time consuming. It's like having a baby.
Yeah. I ain't got time for all that.
When did you turn vegetarian?
About 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I started eating seafood.
Okay.
So I was pescatarian for a year. And then I stopped this April. The beginning of April, April the 1st.
You watched Seaspiracy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
And that just changed your mind?
Yeah.
I need to watch it because I want to see if it can convince me to not eat.
Yeah. I already know it's bad. Like.
Yeah, I know it's bad.
I know it's bad.
He's a little weird about it now.
I've been vegetarian for like a month and a half now.
Really? I didn't know you'd been going that long. I thought it was just like
how did you notice his...
My glow up? Come on.
His glow up.
Oh, yes. Your skin, everything, the energy... Everything.
You feel a lot better, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. I lost a lot of weight. I went down from 160 to 115.
Whoa.
So I was okay, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going vegetarian. But then I was like going out to eat with a bunch of friends, and there was no options besides pizza. So I was just eating a bunch of cheese pizza and fake meat burgers. So I was like gaining weight when I thought I was supposed to be losing.
That's the first thing I cut out was dairy products.
Dairy is so bad.
That's the first thing I cut out. But now that I found a good vegan cheese, I try to eat the hell out of it. I found a good, it's called VioLife. That's probably the only vegan cheese that melts.
Yeah, because a lot of them are like funky plasticky.
And they nasty. And they don't melt.
Mm-hmm.
Or where did Liza have us try the yeast?
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, that's really good.
So instead of like putting like Parmesan cheese or like shaking cheese on top of something, it's a yeast powder, and it's like live yeast or something like that, where you like shake it on top, and it gives like a kind of cheesy taste, but it's like
I'm gonna have to try
it. It's really good,
but it's kind of funky. Yeah, like but it's. I don't know. It's interesting, but it's really good.
I'm going to have to try it. Yeah, tell me
there's
something.
There's a lot of options. Mm-hmm. They're expensive, though. It's expensive to be like vegetarian.
Yeah, vegetarian is very expensive.
Yeah.
It's a healthy. You got to pay more for a healthy lifestyle. Yeah. That's why McDonald's is 50 cents a burger, you know?
And you should never eat no McDonald's burger. No. Any burger that can be. Well, they said their burger was somewhere for how many years? And it was.
It didn't
change. Oh, yes.
It didn't change at all.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
So you're going to eat something like that? No, ever. No. Not ever.
The only shit I eat is like Taco Bell.
Shit. And that is shit.
Yeah.
But Taco Bell is good shit. That shit that like.
Yeah, it's good shit to go in and it comes out the way it's supposed to come out. But I feel like I'm still not good at it. My girlfriend sits up there and make vegan ham from scratch.
Oof. Oh, my gosh. Where do you even begin?
Like, she's actually a vegan chef. And I was like, you're going to have to teach me the tricks to the trade on how to do this stuff.
Would they wrap a chicken wing drumstick around a piece of wood?
I know, like, the oxtails they use, instead of the bone, they use a carrot for the bone.
Oh, shit. I've never seen
and
that.
And so the hot wings, most of them is, like, the cauliflower hot wings.
Oh, okay.
So
Ms. Juicy.
What's up?
Do you believe in aliens?
Aliens.
Aliens. Like extraterrestrial life.
There you go, Tane.
Extraterrestrial.
Extraterrestrial. No.
You don't believe in them at all?
I don't want them to come nowhere near me because I don't know what they are.
So if they're coming to Earth, you're going the other direction.
You am right.
All right.
But I'm an exit stage left.
You would.
Exit stage left.
But would you ever think about casting like Little Women of extraterrestrials? Like, you wouldn't?
Little Women of Mars.
Yeah. You know, let me tell y'all something. I talk the most shit. But I'm the scariest out of anybody. And no, if something that looks weird come anywhere near me, I am out.
Done.
What if they're nice people?
They can be nice.
I'm still going.
So that's for aliens. What about the paranormal? Ghosts?
I don't believe in none of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm very scary, okay? I'm very, very scared.
If you saw a ghost, would you be like, get the fuck out of my house? Or would you run? We'd be like, I'd scream and run.
I'd be screaming and running.
Yeah.
You would freeze and faint.
That's it. But I'm going to try to run first.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to run first. But I'm going to be talking shit while I'm running, okay? And then once I get to where I'm going and realize it was a ghost, then I'm going to faint.
Oh, that's so good.
That'd be fun.
What's your biggest phobia, though? Like, you have a huge fear of...
I don't know. I would say I don't like... Well, I can't say I don't like... I love to climb on ladders because I paint my room and stuff all the time. But I probably shouldn't have said that.
So not afraid of heights. Not afraid of heights.
I'm not afraid. Well, but see, in some instances I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like for Little Women in Atlanta, they had us to shoot on top of this real, real tall stage. It's like we had to climb all the way up. I was all right with climbing, but you want me to stand on some hills?
Uh-huh.
Stand in some hills on this real tall ledge. And I was like, y'all gonna lash out their mind. So you can see this picture with everybody else with their heels on except me. I got up there, but I wasn't gonna be uncomfortable and wobbly.
Just on all fours.
You know, wobbly up there on this big old ledge, and it's like we could fall. I'm close to the ground. Let me stay close to the ground.
What's your main thing on stage? Like, you sing, right?
I can sing, but I can't sing. Uh-huh. That's a difference.
Yes. That makes sense. Yeah.
I'm the same way. I love to sing, but I can't sing.
Right.
Yeah. No, you could sing, but you can't sing. You've got the attitude. You got like
the. Yeah, you can sing.
Zane can actually carry a tune.
Right.
But then he like goofs out of it though. Like he gets close.
And see, that's me. I can carry a tune, but I'm not a singer. In other words, the difference is Jennifer Hudson is a singer.
Yeah.
But then you have, oh no, okay, I forgot I was in the industry.
Put him on blast.
So no, I'm not going to do it. I quit. some others can
sing
just
one
hold
of their
a
songs.
Note. No. Some others can just hold a note.
Mm-hmm.
In a bumblebee outfit, normally, right?
We are not going to talk about
her. We are not going there.
Because that's my girl.
Dude, that's my that's my favorite video of yours.
Oh, for real?
You singing. What's the song that she's singing?
Bees in a trap. Bees in a trap.
Why were you in the bumblebee outfit, though?
For that reason.
Oh, because it's bees in the trap. It's the bees. Okay, sorry. I didn't know if it was like a Halloween special or something. Okay.
Even though she didn't mean it to be the bumblebee, but Ricky is a jokester. And so he was like, if I get this bumblebee costume, would you wear it and sing bees in the trap? And I was like, sure. And so, but I didn't know it was going to be at Radio 1 Music Fest.
Oh, my God.
5,000 and more people. You know how big Music Fest is.
Yeah,
I
don't
know.
That?
He did not say where. And so,
that's
and I was
terrible.
Like, really? He bought me some heels and everything. And I was like, you want me to sing this deal? I was like,
You still did it, though, and that's what's important.
I did it, and somebody... dumb tail, done recorded it and sent it to Nicki Minaj.
She saw it?
Oh, yeah, because when she came down, when I actually met her, she said, that's my bees in the trap girl.
Oh,
she actually reposted it,
that's
too.
Amazing.
So it makes it worth it.
It made it worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
It made it worth it because she's not as crazy as people say she is.
Oh, right.
She's
yeah.
A simple girl. I mean, she might have her diva moments, but who don't?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we all do. But I love how simple she is because she came in. I think she probably killed me for saying it, but she came in the studio one time and she had a pimple. And this girl wrapped her whole face in a scarf. I was like, I can't take any pimple. I can't take any pictures. I got a pimple.
But like, if she would have had a picture of that, people would have been like, look it. And like, they would have like tried to make a big deal out of it.
I want a picture with you. So I got some concealer right here. We finna cover this pimple.
You know what Facetune is? You can Facetune it out.
No. Sometimes people don't like doing all the editing and stuff.
I got a question.
Oh, Lord. Here you go.
Where are the bobbleheads?
You know what? I just got them back in stock.
No way.
Oh, really?
Get
in order.
My PR just called me and she said they're in.
Genius.
Oh, we're buying one. We're going to put it on the podcast.
Put it on one of the
podcasts. We'll have it on here, Juicy.
Guys, since this is a podcast is coming out, the bobbleheads are back in stock. Make sure y'all go to therealmissjuicybaby.com and get your bobblehead.
What are the catchphrases that are on it?
Let me see if I can remember because it's been a long time. Hey!
Of course.
It's Miss Juicy Baby.
Perfect.
I'm the queen of Atlanta, boo. If you respect me, I respect you.
Accessories sold separately, batteries not included.
Guess what? You don't need batteries.
Oh, really?
What was the other one? Like, that ain't funny.
That's it. Look at him.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. You remember.
Yeah, that's in the clip, though, on the show where, like, after she puts the wing on it, you're, like, holding it. It's like, that ain't funny.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
I love it. I cannot wait to have one here.
That's a damn shame.
So we know you're the queen of Atlanta. Are you looking for a king of Atlanta?
I'm looking at your question. I never look.
They find you.
Yes.
But what if they're watching right now?
They can watch.
What would you say?
Look, but you can't touch. Are you dating? What's happening?
Oh, what is happening? What are you holding?
She is seeing somebody.
Is it Bill Gates? You seeing Bill Gates?
No.
She's the reason they separated.
He's single now.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're his love?
No.
Okay.
He's not tall enough.
Bill Gates got to be taller. Isn't Bill Gates pretty tall?
I think Bill Gates is pretty
tall.
I think
he's like 5'9", maybe.
They have to be tall.
Mm-hmm.
very tall, because I feel like there's no discrimination here, but I just feel like I'm short enough for me and him both. Mm-hmm. So what I need a short man for. So for that reason, I do like to climb certain things.
Right. That's when she's not afraid of heights.
That's right.
Got it.
So that's one main quality.
Good.
That's good.
Should we have a...
Yeah, we should bring him on.
Okay, now. So we're... I have a good friend of mine who is a big fan of Little Women of Atlanta. So we decided to, you know, make the fans of Little Women of Atlanta happy and have some questions answered that he wants to ask.
Girl, blink.
He's here.
He's here right
he's
now.
My friend
you met
Zach.
Him earlier.
This is my great friend, Zach. He's an amazing writer.
Come
and he knows
in.
So much about the
come
Little
in,
Women
Zach.
Of Atlanta. So
well, come,
come
on.
On
in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Zach Shucklin, a huge fan of Little Women of Atlanta, and I wanted to bring on a super fan to ask Miss Juicy the real questions all the fans of Little Women of Atlanta want to know.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Hi, I'm such a super fan. As I was saying, I came up with some really juicy questions. So you just tell me if they're too juicy and I'll just ask another juicy question. But you've been on the show for more or less 6 seasons, a full-time cast member after the first one. What would you define your messiest moment to be? And I know you've had a lot of them.
Oh, I don't know which one is the messiest, because I'm the one, of course, I'm the queen of Atlanta, boo. So I start the mess, you know, and I'm just going to keep it honest. I start the mess because I have a lot more to lose than anybody else. So they don't have nothing to lose. So I just go ahead. I'm going to start it. Y'all going to fight it out.
Did you get a scar at all from the fight that happened at your
yes.
sunglass launch?
I actually got stitches.
Ooh,
that
no.
night. I left, went straight to the hospital, and had to get stitches. And that's what a meme came from, because I got on a plane the very next day having to come to L.A. And I had this bandage on there.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the meme is, they put that on me. I took a picture. I forgot I had the damn bandage on my head.
Yeah.
And I put it on social media. So the meme says, you're on the plane after you just put in your request and you've been denied for extra time off. You're already on a plane, but you've been denied your request.
Right.
I'm looking like this. I'm already gone, so you can't deny me all day long.
Yeah, great. I can't believe you got cut up at your own launch party like that.
At my own launch party.
You've had chicken wings, water, and now glass thrown at you. I'm assuming after that, nothing can really faze you.
Well, actually, none of it fazed me then, because first of all, the water was the first thing, and that was because somebody was believing a lie that before I even got on the show, some people was lying. God rest her soul. But that's where the water came from. And then the chicken wing of you just being jealous. But I can't help who I am and what I'm about. So, and then let's see. The chicken wing was on my bobblehead. And then other than your mom throwing chicken wings on me, which to me was to get your 15 minutes of fame. So, hey, who else was you going to pick on? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nobody on the other show. Well, now they all have names. I hope they have names. Been on the show for 6 seasons. But who else would you have picked on to get 15 minutes of fame? Because if you would have did it with anybody else, it wouldn't have lasted. But now people remember that. That's an iconic moment. They remember that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you picked on the queen of Atlanta, boo.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm. Okay, but when you're looking to kind of start stuff with another cast member, mm-hmm. do you give them a heads up? Is there kind of like an et tu brute look? And it's like, today's not your day. I'm so sorry about that. Or is it just totally a surprise?
Good question.
The show never tells me to do this or do that, because they already know that I know how to. They'll let me know, okay, this scene is flat. We need you to do something. They'll tell me. And so it'd be like, well, what you gonna do? Hell, I don't know. Whatever come up, come out. So that's what it is with as for that. So it's kind of hard for me to kind of warn somebody. But, you know, sometimes I'd be wanting to, but you're not supposed, when you're on set, you forget that you're friends. You're not supposed to remember that you're friends. You gotta know this is a show that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to put that friendship aside.
I think the reason why I've always felt really drawn to you is because you like to stir the pot, as do I. And it seems like you have this formula where when two people are beefing, you're kind of... idea for reconciliation is to invite them to a public place where you know they're not going to get along and there's actually not going to be any reconciliation. It's just going to be another fight. When did you stumble upon that as a winning formula for drama?
This is why I had Zach on, because he asked these great questions.
He got it down, though.
Yeah, it's like 60 minutes up in here.
Well, the way that formula came up is I'm going to get it out of them one way or another. Mm-hmm. And so we actually don't create the place. The producer, that's the only thing that's given to us. They have to get approved. You know, you have to get your approval of the place where you can film it, because everybody's not going to let you film in there. So they let them know there might be some things that will be broken. So, but we don't know that.
When there's like other patrons at a restaurant and they're watching all of these fights unfold, do you just give them kind of like a look like, oops, like that was me?
No. They have the notification before they even come in. We will be filming at this location. It's like it's a deal that they put on the door, or they make them sign something.
Okay.
We will be filming. So there's a chance you might get.
You might get hit.
Yeah. But we try to make sure the patrons in there are far away from us.
Yeah.
Right.
So they won't get hit, because then we'll be liable.
But I mean, sometimes if I were to walk in a restaurant and I know that someone's filming something, I kind of want to get hit with the plate.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be on the scene.
Put me in the splash zone.
Exactly.
You'll see some of those people like that that'll be in the background and they're told not to say anything so it won't over talk us.
Yeah.
But they be talking like, girl, did you see that? And then they look straight at the camera. You knew what you were doing. You just wanted somebody to get that on camera. Mm-hmm.
I mean, following up with Zane's question, I totally agree. Will you hit me with a plate?
No.
Right now, bring a plate.
I don't. Yeah, I ain't gonna sue me.
Oh no, that's, you don't get that in here. You're safe. This is a safe space.
Are you happy with the cast dynamic right now? You have a new cast member, Tamara.
Oh, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. I won't let me toot her horn for her because she's not here. She just got the deal with Fendi. So the first little person Fendi model.
Whoa!
That's incredible.
Yes. Savage. Wow. Fendi.
And that's amazing.
She's awesome.
Are there ever cast members, though, that you wish you could kind of have rejoined the series? Like in the past, you've had really great pot stirrers like the Cheeks or the Drummond twins.
No.
No, they're gone for a reason.
Left Cheek came back this season 6, for a few episodes, but no,
mm-hmm.
not. She didn't need to be on there the whole 6 season.
Love it.
Ain't coming back.
Okay. Who are better rappers in your opinion, the Cheeks or the Twins? Uh-oh.
Ooh.
Moving forward.
Oh, whoa.
You said rappers.
The Cheeks or Abira?
Abira.
Okay. Twins or Abira?
The Twins, I think they good for what they do. The lane that they're in, they are in a whole different lane than Abira is. Abira is way much of a more seasoned rapper than they are. I don't really think the twins are trying to rap. I mean, they sing. And so I'm glad that they tapped into that.
Mm-hmm.
So rapping, the song that they have is pretty good. I like it. It's catchy. But if you want to make it out in this world, it's going to have to be more than that. Now, Abira, I think she could make it, but I think she has a lot of artist development. And I'm just getting technical when it comes to that, because you're talking about a game that's been out for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she has a lot of artist development to do for that. And what I mean by that, artist development can be anything. It can help fix your attitude. It can help everything. It's not, artist development is not just teaching you how to rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and even as far as talking and interviews, all of that got to do with artist development. So.
A lot of the cast members, it seems, have pivoted to kind of making music now. But I remember in the first few seasons, there was a lot of pride about being the best twerkers in Atlanta. Why do you think there were so many fights about who could hold the title of the best twerker?
Because that's all they knew.
Who do you think is the best twerker?
You out can say of yourself.
Out of the twins and Abira.
Ooh.
They're
twins have their own style and Abira have her own style. Abira, well, she was fire. Her name was fire. She used to be a dancer. Mm-hmm. So she knew how to twerk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was a stripper before. And well, Abira wasn't, but Fire was. That was her stripper name. So, but yeah, she can twerk, and the twins can too. That's the reason why I leave all of that twerking for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know me and Heath can twerk?
Oh, for real? Mm-hmm.
Let's Let me see it.
Zane can. I'm not a twerker.
You know?
Heath, you can twerk.
Oh, yeah, I had to have a twerk stunt double because I couldn't do it.
Well, honey, this is what I tell them all the time. My twerking needs some tweaking. So I leave that for them.
I'll show you after, I'll show
no,
you after
I,
the show.
I like.
Okay.
Wait, why not? Let's see it.
Not okay.
You don't want to see it?
Do it. I want to see it now.
You want to see it?
How about that? Okay. And if you got to twerk, I've got to make him twerk too.
Okay, you ready?
But this is both of y'all's show.
All right, you want me to bring it closer?
No, this is good.
Okay, you ready?
6 feet.
You ready?
Look out like this.
Oh!
Did he hit his own butt? I'm done.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Heath, can you top
it? No, I can't do it. I really can't.
You could throw it back once.
It's not for me.
She says she can throw it back.
I don't know where we got from, but me and my brother can do. It's crazy.
Oh my God!
Me and my brother both can. My brother was the.
Yeah. No, I was. Ollie? I wasn't kidding about that.
We did a video where like it was me and Heath, and then the very last shot was us twerking, but we had to replace it with my brother.
I literally couldn't do it, so he dressed up like me and then stood in for that shot.
Whoa! Oh. Yeah. I never knew that.
Really? I can't make it move.
Oh my God! Don't feel bad.
I'm too stiff.
I'm so done.
He just does not have a juicy butt like me.
Oh my God. I'm so done. Okay. Somebody with juicy.
Whoa.
Well, you actually seen it the first half, but I kind of played it off.
You're only going to get that here, guys.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
And then, that's a real good one. you'll get to see the girls actually bossing up. You actually get to see them actually going and finding their lane and going full force with their lane.
Do you think them stepping out, doing their own thing and like succeeding is gonna hinder the show like afterwards? Like that they'll be more focused on themselves?
I will hope they continue to be focused on themselves, because that's what I've been trying to show them for the longest. Don't let the show make you. You make the show.
So if
you're really serious about this career or this thing, this lane that you have finally discovered after all these years, then after the show is over with, continue to do it. That's how you know that you're serious about it.
Then you find new people to bring up.
No, then bosses. You can come back and show us what you've been doing and how it done changed your life. What are you doing with it now? What have you been doing with it since the show's been off?
Right.
So it should have progressed. No.
It's good.
Just kind of like you see on Shark Tank when they come on there, and then sometime they go after Shark Tank.
Yeah.
This is what happened. So we would love to see what happened after that.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
I guess I just have one more.
Yeah,
no problem.
That's okay.
You can ask as many as you want.
Okay, well, I don't know if you're going to love this one.
You a fan of Little Women Atlanta. I'm not going to say I'm a lover, but.
So, I know that you have a religious background, but I also know that you're a sex-positive queen. So, now that Tanya, Sam, the Cheeks, they all have OnlyFans. I guess my last question
Hell
would be,
no.
Where's yours?
Where's the OnlyFans?
First of all, I would give you advice and all that, but you ain't going to get juicy doing none of that OnlyFans. I'm too classy for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would never. Again, I have a career. I have... I don't have that.
But you know you can make money.
No, she is juicy enough.
She has a reputation.
Wait a minute. Well, hold on. Y'all missed it. I am what?
I said juicy enough.
Yes. Let me, I think you need to say that one more time.
Maybe she is juicy enough. She doesn't need to.
Thank you. I'm not trying to spread my juice around like that. I know everybody loves the juice, but honey.
Everybody has their preferences. That, you know?
Not no OnlyFans page for me. No. I got to keep that juice occupied, honey. Not
okay, well,
all right. Thank you, Zach, for the question.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. No, it was great. Anytime.
A true fan of Little Women of Atlanta.
That was
I love
great.
It.
All right,
yeah, I'll get you ass on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Okay,
you'd still hang around too. Like,
all right,
you in a cryptocurrency, Juicy? None of that.
Me neither.
I mean, I know some people that do it, but I've never done it.
Yeah.
So no Bitcoin, Ethereum.
You know you have a ton of memes out there. You know you can sell those as NFTs. You can make money off them.
I'm trying to figure out how the hell to make money off all these memes out here about me.
Yeah.
Because every time, you know, every season you got more and more come up. They can't wait till I say some shit. Before it even come out my mouth good. It's a meme.
Yeah.
You exactly. could make like a juicy coin. Make your own coin.
Juicy coin.
Yeah, MJB, Ms. Juicy Baby Coin.
No, I can't do the MJB. Mary J. Blige.
Oh,
yeah. That's what I wanted my deal to be, but I couldn't.
Oh, man.
We'll make it work. We'll make
thinking
it
about it.
I'll talk to. We'll talk to.
Talk to your team.
We'll talk to Coinbase.
She goes, I am the team.
Okay, well, Ms. Juicy, baby,
woo!
Thank you so much.
Out of all names, I can't stand you. I'm glad that's it. Do you have any other questions? Any other things? Good.
Do you got anything you want to plug?
No.
No.
Yes, I sure
shout
do.
Shout yourself out right
yes,
at that camera.
Right here. Okay. It's your girl, Miss Juicy Baby.
Woo!
Make sure y'all go and check out my shade line, Eminence Eyewear by Juicy Men and Women Shades, sunshades, sunglasses. I also have my own alcohol.
What?
What?
Whoa.
Wait, hold on.
What?
You have your own alcohol?
It's and not, you didn't tell Zane?
It's not on the show. We didn't bring it on the show yet. So it is called Lasira Honey Flavored Cognac.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you like a good brown liquor, it is so good. You don't have to mix it with anything. That's how good it is.
Wait.
So only thing you need is a couple of cubes of ice, and there you have it.
Is it better? Is it better than Hennessy?
Yes.
Is it better than? Is it better than Apple Crown and Sprite?
Oh my God. But have you tasted the peach crown?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
My God.
That sounds really good.
So good. Are and I don't even mix it with nothing.
And better than Moscato too.
I love me some Moscato.
I knew
but
your
that,
favorite drink.
That's a different type
category.
Of alcohol.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So if you want that kick, you need that brown.
Uh-huh.
But it's sweet enough that you don't have to mix juice or anything with it.
Ooh.
Wow.
But it's not too sweet. You got that little honey flavor to it.
You
got to
send us some.
Yeah, send us a bottle.
I'm going to have to.
I'm excited to try it.
I am. Me too.
Matter of fact. Come down 2 weeks, yeah. I might just have to ship it down here, have it shipped down here.
So oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you want to plug?
My website is therealmissjuicybaby.com. You can go on there and find my my activewear. So I have hoodies, t-shirts.
Okay, when she said boss up, she meant boss
yeah,
up.
Yeah, she meant all the way.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I have She's to running show in, how to do it.
Right.
Running in
streams of revenue.
So, yeah. So you can find that. Let me see. Oh, Mother's Day coming up. No, it'll be over by the time this comes.
Right.
But no, anyway, Cameo, y'all. I'm on Cameo. I'm on my fan part.
There you go.
I'm on all of that. Y'all can look me up, Miss Juicy or Miss Juicy Baby.
And you'll get the best cameos with her, by the way.
Oh, you did a cameo for me one time.
Did you know you made him? I
didn't know it was for him.
We hadn't met yet. Yeah, you didn't know.
I'm horrible.
I treasure it to my heart.
No, it was great though. It was perfectly delivered. I was happy with it.
But that's about it.
What other businesses you
Is
got?
Is that all?
That's all I have right now, but I am working on something else. I can't talk about it because I'm working on it.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's a bus line.
Well, let's put it to you. I'll give you a hint. I'm getting ready to come out with my own shit. And I ain't gonna tell you what it is.
Your own shit. That could be a lot of things.
Ooh.
Okay. What about? Well, you don't need to say anything
more.
We're excited.
What about? It's all about Miss Juicy.
A juice?
Oh.
I just said it's all about Miss Juicy. You never know what it is. It might be something you can drink. It might be something you can eat. It might be something you can see. You
maybe might like a spiked juice.
You might. Yeah. You might can just turn the TV on. Okay, and that's all I got to say.
Whoa, what a tease.
I have no idea what it can be, but I'm not going to say anything. That was perfect.
Thank you, well, thank so, you much so much for joining us.
This was incredible.
Yeah.
We got to get photos after this.
Yeah, oh, we got to.
Definitely.
We got to.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
and I posted them immediately. They don't have, good. I mean, I'm posting them immediately. Look who I ran into in LA.
We love it. And we love you, Juicy.
I love you guys.
All right. Well, guys, thanks again for tuning in to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Thank you, Ms. Juicy, baby. We love you so much. You can check us out on audio form of this podcast. We post every Monday on Google, on Spotify, all those other things. And then we post a video form at youtube.com/ZaneandHeath every Tuesday.
Also, make sure to check out our coffee, cremota.com. You can see it for yourself. We've got two new flavors. We've got decaf, and we also have the sweet butter hazelnut.
You ever heard of cremota?
You ever heard of cremota?
We do business too.
They sent you some.
We sent you a box of coffee.
That's where it came from.
You didn't know it was ours?
No, I did not.
Are you serious?
Because I kept staring at it because I was like,
what?
Because I got this big old box.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
Oh my God, who sent me this coffee?
Did you drink it?
I only drink coffee when I have a hangover.
Yeah. Did it cure your hangover?
No.
Okay, God.
It didn't cure my hangover. It made me want some more.
Yeah. Hey. Baby. That is so
funny. Her face.
Her mind is blown right now. They
oh
do
my
stuff too.
God. No, it wasn't. I was looking like they don't do shit, but I was looking like I've seen that before. That's your
her
shit?
Alcohol in a cup of Cremota coffee.
Ooh.
Yum. Collab.
Oh, I'm doing a video as soon as I get home, y'all.
Pete, what if that's like the best like combination ever?
I know, right?
Miss Juicy by Cremota.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to do a video guide for you guys as soon as I get home.
Juice Java.
Still sitting in the corner of a closet.
No, it's right by my bar.
Oh, perfect.
You got a bar?
Yeah.
We're coming over.
Yeah.
I have a bar and I have a wine cellar.
Oh, my God.
My whole basement is like, I have a wine cellar in my basement.
Oof.
But I have a bar on my main level, so I won't have to go down in a basement. Mm-hmm. If I want something to drink, I have a full bar right there.
Damn, that's how you know she's doing boss shit.
Mm-hmm.
Boss are you still right in there. The same house? Like,
About 3 years ago.
Yeah, the one where you're like, I can't do it. That your house. You're still in that house? Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, I bought it.
Okay.
I had it built, so.
Oh, nice.
The outside. Well, I didn't have the house itself built, but the inside. Just the frame was up when I went to go look at it, and I was like, I love this. So I got to go in and customize everything.
Nice.
It was just,
that's the best thing
it
in
wasn't
the world.
Nothing up but steam, the beams, that's it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I need these shelves brought down about another feet.
Custom.
This. I said, what are you going to do with this big old space over here? Oh, I want this. But my basement is not, they're finishing it now.
Okay.
I have 5 rooms in my basement alone.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
5 rooms in your basement? Yeah. Who are you?
I have your basement.
You can come through my basement from the outdoors, so you won't have to come in my house at
okay.
all. So as soon as you come in, it's like a waiting room, that's what I call it. It has a stripper pole right in the middle.
Oh, my God.
We are definitely coming over.
We're stopping by.
So you can't go to another part of the house unless you get on the stripper pole. As soon as you come in through that room, to your left is my wine cellar.
Oh, okay.
Straight ahead is my bar. I have a full wet bar downstairs. And then over to your right, it's a hallway. You have a full bathroom and you have a weight room. You come out of there, then you have a game room.
Oh, my gosh.
And then a game room. After that room is a movie theater room.
Jeez. That's just the basement.
That's the basement.
We're coming over.
Yeah.
So if I don't want somebody to come upstairs, they ain't not going to go upstairs for nothing.
Lock it off.
Well, it is. Yeah, that door be locked.
Uh-huh.
Nobody can go up there.
All right.
We're going to have a good summer.
Yeah.
We're having a cookout.
We're staying for 2 months. Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
That backyard so damn big.
Oh, we have a sleepover at Miss Juicy.
When I first had, I had them come over, I wouldn't even let them come in my house. Y'all can come around from the back. The yard is big. Y'all have plenty of time. I don't need that negative energy in my house.
All right.
All right. Wow. Sign him off one more time. It's Miss Juicy, baby.
Let me see. What did you say? What was y'all tagline?
It's Coffee Talk. Yeah.
Coffee Talk.
It's Coffee Talk?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Miss Juicy, baby. And I'm chilling here with It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Yay!
Perfect. So we love you.
You got a good vibrato. Oh.
All right, guys. We love you.
All right.
And love we'll you guys.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You killed it. That was perfect.
Killed it.
Ah!